All right, so how does this new law in Texas impact abortion providers? Kathy Kleinfeld is an administrator with Houston's Women's Reproductive Services. Kathy, abortion providers say about 85% of abortions are done after 6 weeks of pregnancy. How have your patients been reacting to this?
Well, there's been quite a bit of shock, desperation, frustration, a whole gamut of emotions. We saw a woman early this week, before the law went into effect, who had evacuated due to the hurricane in Louisiana. She's a mother of three. She traveled to Houston with another friend, and there were 11 children staying in a hotel room and five adults, all without any home, and they had to travel to Houston for her to obtain her abortion before September 1st. The devastation is just immeasurable at this point, and it continues daily, whether it's on the phone or email requests from desperate women trying to seek services. We're spending a lot of time counseling and trying to guide women on what their options might be if they're beyond the six weeks or beyond.
Kathy, what can you tell people? What's your understanding on what you can do on these emails and phone calls?
Well, we are in compliance with the law because it did go into effect on the 1st of September. We are not able to help a woman, if she's beyond that limit, obtain an abortion in the state of Texas. Women have to seek services in other states, and there are a number of avenues of which women can get that information. There are directories, national directories online, and a lot of agencies that are helping with that. Again, keep in mind, women who are able to travel will, just like before Roe v. Wade, the women who have the means will always be able to obtain abortions because they have the resources. This does not help the women that don't have the resources, who are not able to travel out of state, who don't have childcare, who don't have jobs, don't have reliable transportation. There's many women that will not be able to travel.
I ask that, Kathy, only because the law seems very broad in terms of what can happen to someone who is perceived to be helping someone find a different option. And I'm wondering if, say, you were to just refer people to places in other states, I mean, are you worried that that could come back to bite you?
The law states it's aiding and abetting a woman to obtain an abortion in Texas.
So if you were to send them to, say, Rocky Mountain Planned Parenthood, that would be okay?
Sure. Right. This pertains to abortion in the state of Texas. It does not cross over to other states.
Now, with your clinic, will you be able to stay open with this law in place now?
We are seeing patients complying with the law. We're not seeing, you know, the same number of patients. We're not able to help. There's every day there's women that come in and they had a period while they were pregnant. You know, I think it's important for people to realize a 6 week ban means essentially the point at which a woman finds out she's pregnant. That's the point. She would literally have just a matter of a few days to make her decision, schedule the appointment, come in. Texas law requires two visits. She has to wait 24 hours between those two visits before she can obtain the abortion. So the clock is really ticking. And the reality is that women don't realize this until right at that point, with maybe just a few days to spare. And let us remember also, there are great numbers of women who have spotting and think that was a regular period and it wasn't. So it doesn't take into account any of those factors.
And one more thing really quick, Kathy, is your understanding that this covers contraceptive tablets too?
That is not my understanding.
Okay. Kathy Kleinfeld is with the Houston Women's Reproductive Services. Kathy, thank you very much.
Thank you.